there, boys and girls. Thanks for joining us for the Children's Bible Club today. We're mighty glad to have you with us in the CBC Clubhouse. By the letters we've been receiving, quite a few of you are mighty busy with church activities and school projects, and I hope you're helping Mom and Dad at home. So I'm mighty glad for you to take time out for the broadcast today. Listen up for the choir. Maybe they'll sing a new song for you to learn, and also for story time in a little while. Today's story is Kiss and Make Up. Now, what Bible story do you suppose that could be? Well, don't go away, and you'll find out. Right now, let's join the choir. That's a good song and message to carry with us all through the week. Thank you, choir. Say, boys and girls, can you tell me one thing you should do every day? Yes, brush your teeth. It would be bad to be toothless in your old age because you didn't take care of them when you were young. What else? Eat? Yes, sirree, that's mighty important. Without eating, you might just blow away. And drink? Surely. Our bodies can't get along without water. We would soon die without water. So we go to the kitchen or store or well for what we need. That, of course, is physical food and water for our bodies. But what about the bread and water for our souls? For that, we have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the true bread of life and water of life. To find out about Him and how to receive that true living bread and water, we have to go to the Word of God, the Bible. So that is the one thing we need to do every day. Read and study God's Word. It will lead us to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation and for daily living. Oh, how good God is to show us His way. Now, let's hear more about His way in the choir's songs.
Oh, to be loved.
I told you the story would be kiss and make up. So here we go. After 20 years, Jacob was on his way home with all his family, his servants, and goods he'd gained in Haran. After 20 years, he hoped Esau's wrath was gone. Perhaps by now Esau would forget and forgive. But soon warning came that Esau was coming with 400 men. Jacob was gripped with fear. No doubt Esau meant to fight and kill him and his servants and wives and children and seize all his goods. Jacob could see nothing but horrible slaughter ahead. He cried to God for help. Then he commanded his servants to take out groups of sheep and cattle and goats and donkeys and camels and send them, one drove at a time, to meet Esau as a peace offering. If Esau would accept these gifts, perhaps he would spare Jacob and his family. Oh, if only Esau would forgive him. But for fear he would not, Jacob separated his family by their mothers, first the two handmaids, then Leah and her children, and last Rachel and young Joseph. If Esau attacked one group, at least the others might escape. As night began to fall, Jacob sent all his caravan over the river Jabbok, but he stayed on the north side. He meant to seek God in prayer for mercy and safety. And seek God he did, and a man met him and wrestled with him all night. By morning they were still hard at it. Jacob wanted God's blessing and wouldn't give up. At last the man finished the fight all right. He touched Jacob's thigh, put it out of joint, and shrank the sinew. Then he did bless Jacob and gave him a new name. Now Jacob would be called Israel and would have power with God and men. The man wouldn't tell Jacob his name, but he blessed Jacob. Only then did Jacob realize that this man was really the angel of God, actually the Lord Jesus Christ in angelic form before his birth on earth. Jacob felt great fear and reverence in his presence. He called that place Peniel, for he had seen God face to face, and his life was spared. But when Jacob rose up to cross the river and catch up to the caravan, he couldn't walk right as before. Now he limped with every step, where the angel had touched his thigh and put it out of joint. From then on, Jacob lived with that constant reminder of who God was and on whom his life depended. But still the dreaded meeting with Esau lay ahead. Intently, Jacob carried out the plan he had begun. One drove at a time, the servants took the animals to meet Esau and say it was a present from his brother. He left a big space between, then sent another drove. Jacob sent over 500 animals as gifts to Esau. But at last the time came when he had to meet Esau himself. Ordering the mothers and children in groups behind him, Jacob limped toward Esau. He walked low away and then bowed to the ground. Then he walked away again and bowed. He did this several times until he bowed low right before Esau. Humbling himself before his brother, not knowing what wrath might fall, he waited in fear. But, oh joy, Esau came running to meet him. He hugged him and kissed him, and there two brothers, who hadn't seen each other for 20 years, wept together in joy and relief and gladness. Esau asked who all the women and children were. Jacob answered that they were the children the Lord had given him, and the wives and children all came and bowed low before Esau. Then Esau asked what was the meaning of all the droves of animals he met. Why, they are my gifts to you, my brother. Please accept them. Oh, no, no. I have plenty. I don't need them. Keep them for yourself. But Jacob insisted, and Esau finally accepted the gifts. By God's mercy, the awful rift between the brothers was finally healed. Esau graciously invited Jacob to travel with him, but Jacob objected. He had children and young animals that could not travel fast. "Well, let me leave some of my men to help your journey." "No, no," Jacob said. "There's no need for that. We'll just travel at our own pace." So it was settled. Esau and his men went back to Seir, and Jacob led his caravan on down to Canaan, the dear homeland he'd left so many years before. Oh, the terrible rift was finally healed. Two men at odds so long now could have communion again. What relief and blessing! How like that we are, boys and girls. There's a terrible rift between God and us because of our sin, selfishness, and greed, and rage against God. Totally separated by our sin, we bring awful troubles on ourselves because we will not humble ourselves to God. Yet God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to pay for our sin. His blood heals the rift. His cross bridges the chasm. And if you'll confess your sin, yield to God, and receive his Son as your only Savior, you can have his forgiveness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, receive Christ now, and let me hear from you. And God bless you until this time next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.